I am here this morning with Don Piesold, Litchfield Chamber of Commerce, and we are trying to wake up and have a chamber chat. Got a lot going on, as usual. First, if you want to kind of reminisce on some events that happened last month. I know you said the golf tournament went well.
It did, Sarah. We had a great turnout. Actually, it was the most successful that we've had to date. All right. So we were all very happy about that. I would like to take this opportunity to thank our sponsors again. Our title sponsor was the Bank and Trust Company, and they're always a major support for the Chamber, and we're very thankful for that. And HSHS St. Francis Hospital for sponsoring the hors d'oeuvres, Kevin Neiman of Neiman Grain Farm for sponsoring the lunch, and Evergreen Supportive Living for sponsoring the beer and beverage cart.
All right. So,
and a good time was had by all.
Yeah, you had a couple teams and a couple awards, and I know it was a nice day. Well, actually, it was hot, wasn't it?
It was very warm. It usually is very warm. But as long as it doesn't rain, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And I think everybody else seemed to be very pleased, too.
I think so.
Had a good time.
So, all right. And your workshop series, that started, was that last week?
It started, yes. We had our first class on September 10th, and it was at the Holiday Inn Express. The second class will be at the Hillsborough Area Hospital, and I want to add we are having that in along with the Hillsborough Chamber. So we're very happy to be joining the two chambers and working together. We have plans, Leslie Pollard and I, to do that more often. It seemed to be a win-win for both communities. But again, the next class will be at the Hillsborough Area Hospital on October 8th, and the focus or the topic is customer service. And I know that we all could use a brush up on customer service skills. It's just a good knowledge to always keep updated on and let our customers know we appreciate their service and their business. If you'd like to reserve a spot, any listeners, please contact Leslie at the Hillsborough Chamber or myself at the Litchfield Chamber and reserve your spot for yourself, your employees, anybody who you feel might benefit from a good review of customer service skills.
Okay. And how did the first workshop go?
It went very well. We had numerous members from both communities, and the speaker from Market Volt out of St. Louis was very good, very informing, and we all learned something, that's for sure. I took plenty of notes.
Yeah, that was the email marketing?
It was on email marketing, yes, and digital marketing. Okay. Marketing all over. The third series, the third class, will be focusing on Facebook for small businesses. That, I think, will be a big one, and I know I'm looking forward to that as well. So, and that will be in November.
Okay.
So,
all right, good deal. And coming into the present, it is Chamber Week.
It is Chamber Week this whole
that?
Week. Yeah. Yes, I'd love to. We are very fortunate to have an active and busy chamber in Litchfield, so I'm thankful for that and thankful to be a part of it. We are growing more and more, and with the community, just doing certain different things within the community. And in celebration of Chamber Week, we are currently promoting to prospective new members to join now and receive 16 months for the price of 12. So that sounds enticing, hopefully, to some businesses who would like to give us a call and join in all our fun. Anyone interested, please contact me at the office, 324-2533, or email at info@litchfieldchamber.com.
All right.
We'd love to have you on board.
Yeah. And so part of being a chamber member is doing ribbon cuttings and business after hours. And
it's a great time when you go to business after hours, all of our social meetings and get-togethers, it's a good time to network. And I see it happen over and over, and it really does seem to work. And you meet new people, and this business or this representative from one business can reach out and help and make a good contact with another one. And it's really as good to watch.
All right, and then you have a ribbon cutting coming up.
We do. We want to welcome a new member to the chamber, R&R Glass. They will be celebrating, we will all be celebrating a ribbon cutting at noon on September 25th. They're located at 303 South State Street in Litchfield. And all chamber members are invited to attend. Get your picture in the paper. It's a good it's a good PR moment there. But we're very happy and excited to have R&R Glass on board as a chamber member.
All right. And then you were telling me about Chief's Tavern. Are they just joined the chamber?
They are. There's another new member that we're just very excited to welcome. Chief's Tavern. They're going to celebrate a ribbon cutting at 5:30 p.m. on October 2nd. They're going to have a fish fry and happy hour drink specials, and all members are invited to attend. They'd love to see a good turnout. They've been a nice asset to the community and a local bar since I can remember. So I am super excited personally to have them on board. So we'll be there having a good time, and anybody's welcome to come, chamber member and the public. That'll be a good turnout.
All right, so then next up in October, beginning of October, finally we're doing a fountain, would you say it's kind of the fountain celebration?
Yes, the fountain is being completed. Yes. We're just working on the tail end, putting lights around inside of the fountain, and looking into purchasing a cover for the fountain in the winter months, so that'll be good. But on Saturday, October 3rd at 4 o'clock p.m., we're hosting an ice cream social and the fountain dedication at Library Park, of course, located in downtown Litchfield. The fountain, as you know, has been restored. It's in a restoration process, and it's something the chamber, as well as many local citizens, have been quite passionate about over the years. So I know that they and all of us are very excited to see it finally come to an end, and now it's ready to dedicate it to the city. So we're all very proud of it, just excited about that. The public is invited. We'd love to have a good turnout. The mayor, Steve Daugherty, will be saying a few words, as well as some other chamber members. So it should be nice. I hope we have good weather for that.
Yeah. And that was finished in July, correct, for Party in the Park?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I think it was actually turned on Friday, and Party in the Park started Friday night, if I remember correctly. So it was just great, perfect timing.
Yeah.
And so the chamber itself has been working on it. The whole vision to restore it was around almost 8 years ago, way before I came into the picture. And Mike Fleming, he's the chairman of the committee. He got this idea started with several other downtown businesses, and then other people in the community jumped on board, and it's really turned out very well, I think. Yeah. I'm very proud of it.
Looks great. All right, and then last but not least, the circus is coming to town.
The circus is coming to town. So that should be fun. It's always a good time for kids of all ages. And that will be coming on Tuesday, October 6th. There will be two performances, one at 4:30 and another at 7:30. Tickets can be purchased at the Bank and Trust Company, First National Bank, Litchfield National Bank, Route 66 Banking Center, Walgreens, and the Chamber Office, which is located inside the Litchfield Museum and Welcome Center. If anybody has any questions, go to any of those ticket outlet centers. Call me at the office, 324-2533, and we'll get you some tickets for the circus.
All right. Well, as always, lots of events going on. Anything else you'd like to add?
Other than I always just letting you know, thanking you for inviting me to come every month to chat with you. I always look forward to that and enjoy our visit on air. So it's a lot of fun to come and do this. And WSMI is a great asset to the chamber and the community. So thank you for hosting Chamber Chat.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in.